As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Even though it might be cold in other parts of the world, we cannot complain. Here in Cali, it is a perfect 80 degrees and we are loving it. But you know what makes that warm weather even better? Our favorite, LaCroix. LaCroix's 25 delicious flavors are derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences. We know you're going to fall in love and find your favorite. Plus, their new hibiscus flavor is to die for. We've literally gone through food cases ourselves, I have to say. You can also take your LaCroix game up to the next level with their 6 LaCroix Curate flavors that feature a bolder body of flavor and their 4 Nicola flavors that offer the same innocent nutritionals with all the taste of your favorite flavors. If you're not already obsessed with LaCroix, you gotta get with it. Find your favorite flavor and learn more at LaCroixWater.com or find them on social at LaCroixWater.
I woke up this morning with a smile on my face. And nobody's gonna bring me down today.
Get it, Nadia. Did you guys know she's a karaoke queen?
Hold on, this song is a shit. Ready?
That's why I'm gonna say goodbye to all the tears I've cried. And every time somebody hurt my pride.
I wish you guys could see her right now. Welcome to a new episode of Ladies Like Us. I'm Nazanin Mandy.
Woo, and I'm Nadia Moham.
I hope you loved her karaoke rendition.
Listen, we had an eventful weekend.
We did. We celebrated my birthday for like the 10th time this month.
in perfect Virgo Nazanin Mandy fashion. Yes.
We ended it with a freaking bang, though.
Yeah.
So we went to Vegas, like how I wanted, and we saw one of my favorite singers of all time and met her, Miss Christina Aguilera.
Oh, my God.
And it was a moment. God. It was a moment.
We met Christina Aguilera.
It was like a dream. I can't even tell you.
I've actually never seen Nas gas like this.
Never in my life. People don't gas me.
Even Omar was like, I've never seen Nas gas like that.
No.
She was holding her hand. Christina grabbed her hand.
And I don't like to be touched. And I was like,
only by Christina.
Only by Christina or Miguel. That is it. That's it.
No, it was such a moment. We were like two teenage girls fanning out.
Yeah.
I sang and danced to every f***ing song.
Oh, yeah.
She pointed to me during the show and there she was like, go. I see you, girl. I was like, oh, my God.
It was so good.
I was like, no, I see you, girl.
We all see you, girl.
Yeah, it was just a connection.
Yeah, I mean, it was, wow.
Yeah, it was a highlight.
I'll never forget that day.
Never. Yeah. And like, might I add, they say don't meet your idols, right?
Yeah.
So Christina walks the walk and talks the talk.
1,000%.
Like, she's all about female empowerment and all her songs are so uplifting. And you just pray and hope that if you ever do meet people like that.
That you admire.
Yeah, that they are actually like that.
Yeah.
And she had the best energy. She now that we're friends.
Let's just text her.
So that was amazing.
That was I can't even speak today. That was definitely the high.
Yeah. Let's just say that's both of our highs.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Done.
Everything trumps that. I don't give a shit happened the rest of the week.
And then after, we went to dinner and then
we ate too much.
Okay. You guys, just a little tip, and it's an obvious tip, but we weren't thinking.
No.
don't eat pizza before you go out. Like, Darla.
We have Darla with us right now. She ordered it.
It, you know what? It was from my favorite pizza place in Vegas.
Naked City.
Naked City Pizza.
Bomb.
Bomb pizza. But you do not eat heavy like that.
No. That pizza's meant to come back to the hotel room when you're f***ed up.
Right. To soak up the alcohol.
I'm a dead pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Not before when you're in like a tight shirt top.
Yeah.
It was
my gut was protruding.
I got like a bubble. It was bad. It was bad. Yes. It was bad, you guys.
It's okay. But it was so crazy because so then we had pizza. We got ready. We went out. We went to the show. Then we went to dinner.
Yeah.
And where did we go again? It was
Beauty in Essex.
Beauty in Essex.
Which is bomb, you guys.
It was so good. They hooked us up. They were super accommodating. Yeah. Everything was delicious. But again, it was like family style. And I don't know, like, what I was thinking, I couldn't stop eating. It was just so good.
I know.
And then by the time we got to the, and then we got a party bus. Oh, we got the same party bus that we got for your bachelorette party.
Yes, and they revamped it, and it's even better.
It's even better
now.
Yes.
And that bus, like, you don't even need to go to a club.
No.
Which we did go to a club, actually.
Yeah.
But if you don't, it's okay because this bus is so lit. Yeah. You could drive around Vegas for 2 hours.
You can.
And there is a bar inside the bus. There's a DJ.
Right.
Like, it's just
strobe lights.
I want to own one, man.
I know. We need to have our own.
Yeah, it's really dope.
Man, we need to have our own party.
Company.
Just hire us. we'll party with you for you. Set it up.
But we're not responsible for how you feel the next day.
No, exactly. Just pay us and we'll show up.
That's it.
With the bus.
Yeah. Hey, we're getting somewhere with this.
Man, don't steal our ideas. Yeah. No, so I ate too much and I literally couldn't drink.
Yeah, no.
I couldn't drink.
I felt the same way.
Vaughn went to the bathroom. She threw up. Right. I went to the bathroom. I just had to get all this food. I couldn't even. I was just pouring liquor on top of all the food. And
we
it was
messed
just
up.
Rough. Yeah.
We didn't.
But I still had a great time.
It
was a
time.
Great people watching experience. What club did we go to?
We went to Jewel.
Jewel.
Yes.
And I think there was like conventions or something going on that weekend because
a tech convention.
There was a lot of techie nerds everywhere. So it was great people watching.
Right. They were getting lit.
Loved it. It was so good.
Some guy looked like my dad in there.
Yeah. I was like, Uncle Ollie?
Yeah. I look like my dad. Oh, yeah. Shout out to my dad. He texted me. He actually listens to this podcast.
Uh-oh, we've been found.
We have. But his text was so sweet, and I'm going to share it with you guys. Well, I'll read you what he said first. He said, "Hi, Nazanin!" Exclamation mark. "I've listened to your first podcast. Congrats to both of you. It is brilliantly structured and presented."
Aww.
Thumbs up. "You and Nadia, perfect combination for this kind of entertainment." "Nadia brings a lot of energy and laughter to the show."
Who, me?
"Good luck and keep moving forward. I'm proud of you and love you so much. Kissies."
Oh, that's so cute.
That's for my dad, everyone.
Thank you, Amu.
Yes, we love you.
We love you. These are my notes. "Met Christina, we were guests."
Those are notes.
"Stripped is my top favorite pop album of all time."
Yeah, same.
It's like up there. It's like on top five,
it is,
at least.
Definitely top five.
Yeah. I wrote... "She held Naz's hand. I was a little jealous, but I did make her laugh."
I can't.
"And we are friends now."
Did you write this the night you were faded?
I wrote this morning. Just make sure I covered everything because I'd be forgetting things.
Right. I write my list too, and now I can't find it.
Yeah, look, I ate too much. We couldn't drink.
too much pizza.
Oh, okay. One more thing before we get into the show. Oh, I guess we got to talk about our blows. Do you have any blows?
I mean, this is something I need to work on.
Okay.
It's kind of hard for people to believe, but I'm really bad at texting people back. Not you.
No, I know.
Or like not the people I'm around every day.
Not the people
day.
I like.
Right. But like, I'm really bad at it.
Yeah, well, you probably get a lot.
Yeah, and it's, and I read them. Like, I genuinely, like, I read them.
Do you forget?
Yeah.
That's what I do. I will open, if I don't respond right then and there.
Yes, that's what's happening.
I will read it, and then if I'm doing something or distracted or whatever, I won't respond because I'm like, oh, I can't do this right now, or it's maybe it requires a more excessive response or whatever.
Right, right.
Get into the rest of my day, and then I completely forget because the alert is gone.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. Yeah. My friends get mad at me all the time.
It's and I'm bad. Like, it's getting even worse.
But here's the thing. Just send a reminder text. If you know, all you got to do... What?
You can talk, Darla.
The person who doesn't even text back the people she likes.
Darla's a needy friend. Okay? If I don't respond to Darla in like 10.5 seconds...
She'll call you.
She'll call Nas and be like, this bitch don't even ever answer. Well,
No. I get the... Are you mad at me?
Oh, God.
Is Nadia mad at me?
Oh, my God. All I need is, hey, did you see my text?
Right.
That's all I need, the reminder. Right. And I'm like, oh, shit, my bad, blah, 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 blah.
Right, right, right.
And
right.
That's it. Problem solved. You know, I'm your friend. This isn't changing. Just accept it. I'm trying my best. I get it. I get your struggle.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's getting, like, worse and worse.
Well, because you're backed up on text.
And it's just getting overwhelming with everything else.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try and work on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to schedule it in at, like, at the end of my night.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay in bed and scroll and go through everything.
So that's the trick. Don't read it unless you're ready to respond.
But then I see the alert.
That's what happens to me.
I can't with the alerts.
I know.
Like, it throws me off.
Same.
It gives me anxiety.
I know. But we just got to set the time to respond.
Right.
We care about you guys.
So if you get a text from me at 1 a.m., I'm not trying to, like, hit on you or anything like that or booty call it.
And I don't want to carry the conversation.
Right.
Don't keep texting me back.
Yeah, it's done. It's
like, there's your answer.
I can't come to your party. I'm sorry.
Man, I got the same problem. Yeah. Okay. My blow is stupid because I've been having a great week. I've been on my fitness regimen. I've been feeling great.
Good.
Which is funny because so disclosure, and I'm just going to be real right now and tell you guys, Nas and I pre-record these shows way in advance.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. I'm going to say what you're not supposed to say. Will's like, why are you saying that?
No, no, everybody does it and everybody should know.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, cool.
It's not a secret. So the last episode that aired,
I was
in my funk. I was in my depression. So my whole thing was like how I was in a funk and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But that was like several weeks back. And so I've been on a good one. I've been working out. I've been feeling great. I mean, part of it has to do with Omar's declining health.
Oh my God, she's feeling great because her man's health is declining.
Well,
Kathy Bates in misery. Good, I'm glad you're sick. I'm gonna break your feet. Don't move.
So he's gonna die next month.
Oh my God, I never said that.
She's like, and I get the apartment.
God. And so it'll just be a few more months till I get everything I want. Just kidding. No, it has forced us to just be more conscious of everything we're eating.
Right. Now you have somebody.
I have an accountability partner.
Exactly.
Yeah, he still hasn't worked out.
Omar.
I keep messaging. I'm like, want to sign up today? He's like, nah. And so.
Does he want to practice in my gym?
I don't
know. You know?
That might be even too far for him. 15 minutes is too far.
Stop it. No.
Planet Fitness is 5 minutes away. I can walk there.
Got it.
I'm feeling great.
Good.
But yeah, I just wanted to say that's, it's funny because like everything is kind of off with what you guys hear till, it's not off, it really happens, but you're basically, we're in the future.
Yeah, it's not in real time.
It's not in real time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We try to make it as best as possible, but listen, we got lives, people.
Yeah,
we got lives.
I can't.
Especially Nas.
I can't.
All right, guys. But anyways, get back into serious topics. What
yes.
do we have going on next?
Coming up next, we will be chatting with author, actress, and poet, our girl, Mirtha Michelle.
Yeah.
Everyone has a different travel style. That's why Way has stepped in to change the way you travel like you never thought possible. We just got our Way luggage, and it is absolutely amazing. Their carry-on is lightweight and durable, and it's made to last. No joke, a lifetime of travel. And their 100-day trial means you're going to get to try Away on the road. But we promise you're going to want to keep it. It's a lifetime warranty, 4 360-degree spinner wheels for a smooth ride. Thank God. It also has TSA-approved combination locks to keep your stuff safe. Plus, so many more amazing, amazing features. They also have the bigger carry-on, which comes with all these great features and is perfectly sized to make the most out of the space in the overhead bin. Help keep everything organized when you travel. These are easy to carry up and downstairs because they're so lightweight. The wheels never stick. I mean, we could go on and on and on. But right now, you can get free shipping in the U.S., Europe, and Australia for $20 off your purchase at awaytravel.com/ladies using code ladies at checkout. That's awaytravel.com/ladies, promo code ladies at checkout for $20 off.
So as you know, us at Ladies Like Us talk about the importance of self-care. I know Naz and I love going to the spa just to unplug from our busy lives and get a little me time in. And we just recently got Spa Finder gift cards, which I am so excited about. The Spa Finder network includes thousands of spas, salons, and fitness studios all over the U.S. with services like massages, facials, blowouts, mani-pedis, even yoga. Spa Finder gift cards can be used at top-rated locations like Bliss Spa and Ritz-Carlton. And the best part is these gift cards never expire and new spas are being added to their network all the time. So give the gift of well-being with Spa Finder, the world's best-selling spa gift card and the perfect gift this holiday season. Go to spafinder.com/ladieslikeus to save 15% off gift cards of $100 or more. Or enter the promo code ladieslikeus at checkout. That's spafinder.com/ladieslikeus or promo code ladieslikeus to save 15% on a thoughtful gift anyone would love. She wrote her first poem at the age of 6, and since then she has cultivated a passion for poetry and the arts. She is a poet, author, and actress, best-selling author, Mirtha Michelle Castro Marmol.
Welcome. You did it. You said
did
it.
Did I get the whole title?
Yeah. You know, I didn't think you were going to do it right. I
got
to say.
I got a little thing in me, you know. The Latina can, I can handle it.
You can handle it.
You did. You put your thing on it.
Well, thank you, love, for being here today with us.
Thank you for having
me. I'm excited. Okay, before we even begin, First Leaf sent us all these wines. What do you like to drink? Let's crack one open.
Well, I love wine.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Love. Huge wine lover. Since it's during the day, I'd say let's do the white.
It's not chilled. Does that matter?
We just unboxed
it. It kind of does.
Okay, so then let's go with the red.
Okay, I'll tell you what reds we have. We have Cabs. We have Syrah. I don't know about Syrah for some reason. Okay, and that's it for the reds.
Let's just do the cab.
Cab or this one is like a blend. Syrah and... I'm so terrible with this. What is that word?
Terlodego?
Yeah, have you heard of it?
I'm going to say it in Terlodego.
Oh.
Terlodego.
How sexy.
Mamita.
Let's open that. Open that one.
Let's give it a try.
Let's give it a shot.
Open her up.
Okay, I'll open it up and let's begin.
What a great idea to have wine while...
All right, ladies.
Okay.
Cheers. Yes.
Cheers, Mirtha, to you.
You have to look into each other's eyes.
Oh, yes. Or bad sex.
Oh, no.
I don't believe that. No.
Okay, then what is it then?
I mean, I'm still single, you know? So
it's like, you're like, what have I got to lose? Well, okay, let me see. Let's try this. Let's see how it's on the palate.
Wow, it's actually really good.
Mm.
I must say.
It is good. I'm not mad at this.
Thank you, First Leaf.
It is good.
I am not mad at it.
We will be.
And I'm not big on wine, and this is
actually
very good. And it's
actually really light for the daytime.
I thought Syrah was, like, strong, like... No, heavy,
no,
dark.
It's not. It's actually, it's like more
it's
of a
lighter.
Fruity wine.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what do I know?
I've gone to a lot of wine tastings.
Yeah. I just drink them. I never pay attention.
I love that meme that it's like when the waiter comes with the wine for you to taste it, when they open a bottle.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, everyone pretends like they're like smelling it. And like, you know, and tasting it. Right. You know, it's like acting like you never drank from a wine box.
Right.
Like,
yeah, you know exactly. I mean? It all tastes like the same.
Everybody becomes an expert.
We should do a trick like that. Give him box wine and be like, what are the floral notes? What are the...
You should. I like this idea.
Okay, let's get into business.
Right.
Okay, so I've only encountered... This is my second encounter with Mirtha.
Isn't it the second time?
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, the first time was at Adrian's brunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, girl, I saw you at the Dior party.
Yes.
But you were lit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That explains why I don't remember.
No, she was.
Yeah. I do remember. Well, because freaking Karen and Desi were drinking
lots of shots.
It was, and then Jesus was there. It was a thing.
It was a good night. It was a very good night. It was a fun one.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I met Mirtha at Adrian Bailon's jewelry brunch.
Yes.
You have known Mirtha for a minute.
We met years ago.
Yeah. Right?
And I don't even really remember where, right? But you and I went to dinner together.
Wow. And then we went to dinner. Yes.
Yeah. It was like a rant. I don't know how this happened.
No, because we were like talking like on Instagram and we were like, oh, we should get together.
Right.
And then we actually did do it because, you know, a lot of
that
times.
That never happened.
No, that never happened. We really set
we
this
actually
up.
Did.
Yeah.
And it was with also another friend
My
of yours.
My other friend, Audrina.
Yes.
So we met Aja, and we went to a restaurant on
Photographer.
We went to a restaurant on Sunset.
Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore, but
yeah,
it was a fun night.
That's how long ago this was. Yeah. It's
a
long
time ago. Social.
I know.
Going out to dinner with new people.
See? What happened?
Don't be jealous.
I am. So what are we doing?
I mean, we can start.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's awesome. But you are an amazing person. Now, after I met you, we talked briefly, and I was like, okay, this chick is really cool.
I really like her on the podcast.
Yeah, and your books, I haven't read them, disclosure, but I started like reading excerpts and stuff like that, and just seeing what your fans post of all your work, like screenshots of your stuff, and I love it. It's like deep, heartfelt. It's like you went through some shit.
Very relatable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who, especially at our age, has not been through heartbreak?
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know what I mean?
You know, I actually always say, like, heartbreak is really any disillusionment.
Right.
Like, if your dad promised you to take you to Disneyland when you were 7 years old, that's heartbreak.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it doesn't happen.
And then if it doesn't happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, anyone can, relate to having their heart broken.
Absolutely.
Man, that what you just said right there now has my wheels turning because I'm like, that sets a tone for you so early. Even that,
yeah.
the letdown, that early heartbreak, mm-hmm. like your parents, like
that's why it's so important
you.
To tell kids, you know, whatever you tell them, you have to, you know, pull through. You have to come through.
Keep that promise.
You have to keep that promise.
Or don't make the promise.
Or don't make it.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you don't know if you can make it, that's why my dad would always say, oh, so annoying. He would say, Inshallah, which means God willing.
I love that word.
Yeah, it means God willing in Farsi, which he never committed to anything because he would say, Kim, Dad, can we do this? Inshallah. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, I love that word.
Was that his, like, loophole out?
Yeah, it was like, exactly. It was his way out to be like, if it didn't happen, be like, well, God didn't want it.
That's actually a good way, you know, to put it.
Yeah, it is, I guess.
But she wanted to make things happen.
It just, as a child, to constantly hear that as an answer and never like, a, yeah, we're going to do this or no or whatever.
I mean, it must be hard for parents because you want to give your kids everything.
Yeah, of course.
And then sometimes
it doesn't happen.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Trust, I'll be using it. Let's be real. Okay, so your first book was Letters
to the Men I Have Loved.
Yes.
Yeah. And that came out in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow, it's five years already.
It's crazy how time flies.
I know.
But it's still, you know, it's still a gem.
It absolutely is.
It's like, you know, I have some girls that sometimes they come up to me and they're like, your book is like my Bible.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh my God. You know, and I hope that it continues to be that way for the next generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Because it can certainly, you know, stand the test of time.
Absolutely.
Because we all go through the same things, the same emotions.
No, and even that book, like, you can read that as somebody in high school. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's something will be relatable and touch you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I love.
Except that I started off with, like, a pretty erotic scene.
I mean, But you know what? These teenagers,
but I know nowadays. Right? I know. Wow.
They're like, this ain't no thing.
They grow so. They grow so fast.
I know.
They're exposed to a lot. They're exposed to a lot.
I was a saint, okay? I lost my virginity in college.
Me too.
I mean, I did start college at 17. But I was like a late bloomer kind of vibe, you know?
I was 18. Right. Yeah.
I was 19. It was like my 19th birthday present.
Oh.
Wow.
Wait. Okay. Wait. I was listening because you have a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Well, had whatever.
Well, yeah, we did two seasons of
okay.
it.
Okay. So I was like, when I was looking at all your things, I listened to one of the podcasts about orgasms. Do you know that this bitch, the first time she had sex,
I had an orgasm.
She had an orgasm?
I did too, though.
Yeah, what? I did too.
What?
And you know what? And I'm actually talking about this in my new book that comes out next year.
Okay.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, that's what you're here for, girl.
We'll have you back.
Thanks. I actually talk about it. I have a chapter called Sex.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I had an orgasm when I first lost my virginity. And the guy lost my virginity too. Mind you, I had not been with him for that long.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was very passionate. And I felt that he really cared for me. Like, I mean, I broke his heart in the end. But... Mm-hmm. He taught me to relax. You have to be relaxed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You have to be
and
relaxed.
Out of your head.
And he knew what he was doing mm-hmm. also. And he wasn't even like that much older than me. He just, I think it's because he grew up in South America.
Knew what he was doing.
I generally think that, you know, Latin men, they just like, understand like
passion
the passion yeah. and just like also they want to please you it's
right
not just about
right. it's
them.
Not just about them.
Right
that is 1,000% true
says the woman
well,
who's married
some
to
of them.
and she's,
some of, yeah,
she's
yeah.
with the Latin
yeah,
man as I well yeah.
yeah so
mm-hmm. but okay so he told you to relax
mm-hmm. yeah so I was very relaxed and you know, he did other things, you know, uh-huh. like foreplay and stuff
uh-huh, uh-huh.
prior.
Very important.
Like, he got me ready.
Okay. Right. So you were primed and lubed.
Yes.
All right.
But he actually just, like, knew the exact
But that's
spot.
What's crazy is because
I know,
not
it's
every
so weird.
Woman is
and
the same.
You know what? And I say this, like, in, you know, in the book, mm-hmm. the next book. I was damaged after that. Imagine, like,
oh,
that's your
yeah.
first
so
experience.
You expected
that's
so I thought that sex was like that all
that
the
was
time.
Your starting point.
It's
so then
tone.
After him, get this, after him, I dumped him.
Like, I could do better.
Like, 6 months later. Well, he was very, like, unstable and, like, he had a lot of abandonment issues. And
right.
I just, like, I mean, I'm 19. Like, I have all of these dreams in my life.
There's more to life than orgasms.
I mean, no. The thing is that I just had no
just
idea.
That's definitely
so
false.
So I ended up breaking up with him and I went back to dating a guy I had dated when I was in high school, but I had never had sex with because
right.
I was a virgin. And we started dating, and I really genuinely cared for him, but the sex was awful.
Mm.
But I still stayed with him for like a year because I, you know, like I didn't want to like go through so many guys or whatever.
You were young,
and
too.
Really
you just,
young,
like,
yeah.
don't really know what's happening.
You just don't know. But I did know that that was missing.
Yeah.
You knew the difference. Now
so,
you were aware.
And what did I do after?
You went back to him.
I went back to him.
And how long did that last after?
You know, he was always, like, my guy that I always went back until I moved to L.A.
Got it.
Your friend with benefits.
I mean, it's like every time I got back with him, it's like he became my boyfriend because like he was so emotional, like he was so sensitive.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you still keep in contact with him?
No, but he'll occasionally. I actually spoke to him the other day via Facebook.
Oh.
Like when I first moved out here, he'd always be like, and you know, anytime you want me to come, like I'll move there for you. Like he just really loved me.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, when you come back to Miami, I grew up in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
When you come back to Miami, can we do dinner or something? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know,
dinner and orgasm.
I don't know about all that. It's been a long time. It's been a really long time.
Yeah. And also, like, if he's so emotional, it's like, it's hard to,
oh my God,
to break
no.
that attachment.
And he's a little crazy. Like, he'll probably, like, try to show up here.
You don't want to open that box.
I don't know if I want to open that box.
Right.
Okay, so this first book really is just like, is it like you going from a young girl to womanhood?
Yes, yeah. Like that. Mm-hmm. And I wrote letters to these men that inspired me, helped me grow. Mm-hmm. And they're not only romantic. Mm-hmm. They're also for my, some, you know, some family members, like my father, my grandfather, mm-hmm. my brother, my nephew. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, I became a woman not just, you know, through the men I dated. I learned so many important things.
Of course.
Through these men. And yeah, I, it's every chapter, every letter is something I didn't tell them or I wish I could tell them. It's like I wanted to be heard in a sense. Right?
Did they read it?
My grandfather, unfortunately, was already already passed, okay. So he can't. So it's still the most heartfelt letter for me because it's like everything I wish I could have told him, and you know, and it's really interesting because yesterday was the anniversary of his death, and I reread this letter, and it's like I still feel him, you know. But the other letters, like, you know, for the ex-boyfriends I had, like I had one that had four letters in the book. He pretty much had half the book. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Is this the one we talked about over dinner?
I mean, I think I always talk about all of them.
This is the one, the designer.
I mean, two of them are designers.
So I don't want to say his name.
No, you can't.
I'm not. No, don't worry. I'm not.
And edit.
Yeah, it's so funny. I'm really, they're all, actually the three boyfriends I wrote about, they're in the creative field.
Right.
Yeah, like one was a musician, and the other two were designers.
Does that just always happen to you? Like you happen to start dating him and then you find out?
You know, can I tell you something? It's so weird. Like, I never think that I'm going to date these guys. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I meet them and I feel like I had soul connections with all of them, you know? Because right before I met them, I perhaps like would have never thought that I would have dated them. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, one got my mind. The other one, I had the most passionate, you know, chemistry with him.
Right.
And then the other one, he had like this childish happiness, like that
young
was
spirit.
Infectious. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he was older than me, but I was very young. But they came into my life at the time that I needed them. Mm-hmm. So they all gave me something, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with one, it ended kind of badly. The other one, I kind of messed up. And the other one ended really badly. And that motivated me to just, like, put the book out.
Ah. Right, yeah. Okay, so that last one.
That last
did
one.
You
and mind you, we're till this day, we still have a friendship.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he didn't go away right away.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, so then I think this was the one we talked
about. Yeah, maybe we did talk about him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Now it's all coming back to me.
We know the attachment to that person.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. We
can't
yes,
say these
we
names.
Can't say these names, but
we will not give them that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So Voldemort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But he, you know, like I have a model since I was like a teenager with all the guys. You might break up or whatever, but they all come back. That's why you shouldn't do too much, like to try to get them back or whatever, because they're all gonna come back,
right?
Yeah,
all of them.
Right. Well, we shouldn't
even with my high school boyfriends that I wasn't like having sex with,
right?
Yeah,
they're still there, like checking up on me.
And if they don't come back, leave them alone.
Yeah, you leave
don't
them
go
alone.
Chasing
don't
it.
Don't go chasing it. No, you shouldn't chase it, regardless.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But I just believe that. When you do have a connection with someone, they will come back.
1,000%.
Yeah. It's hard to dead that connection with people. Yeah.
Especially if they feel that at some point they messed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want to make it right.
I'm still friends with my ex. We're cool.
I'm cool with everyone.
Your ex. Kinda.
You know, that's actually like the theme of Letters to the Men I Have Loved. When you love someone and you part ways, where does the love go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I say that it doesn't go anywhere because love is an energy and it can change its form.
Right.
Energy changes its form, but it doesn't go anywhere. It can subside. So that love can turn into respect.
Right.
Or it can turn into cordiality or whatever. Yeah. But it doesn't go anywhere. You're still going to want the best for the person. You're still going to care for them. They could still walk into a room and you could still like...
feel something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just walked in. Even though you don't... like.
Even with the one that you had a volatile... or I wouldn't say volatile. Was it volatile? Or like the last one that was like kind of rough?
You know what? With him, like when he walks in a room, it's because, you know, I knew him so well. Mm-hmm. I feel like he feels that about me more, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah. When when I do see him... like, it's like he's going to come to me and we'll talk, small talk or whatever, you know? And it still feels like home. I know it sounds weird to say that.
Would you ever go back home?
No. It's like Miami feels like home, but I wouldn't move back.
Right. Okay. You know, just because it's familiar.
It's just so familiar. Just because something is familiar doesn't mean that you should go back to it.
Right.
No, absolutely not.
But we still have that connection of, like, we know each other so well. Mm-hmm. You know? And you know... after we broke up and, you know, I was already like in the third book. You know, I told him one time, you know, we had gone to dinner and I had told him, you know, I was giving him some advice of something he should do. And I was like, listen, don't look at me like that. Because if there's anyone that knows you well, it's me. Mm-hmm. I feel that I know him better than even his own family. Because mm-hmm. I've seen every side of his.
Right.
You know, sometimes some people only show one side to mm-hmm. specific people. 100%. You know? But I saw every side of him. It's like, that's what happens, you know, when you build such a connection with someone, mm-hmm. like a tie, like a soul tie. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting with the one before him. I ran into him, my heart stops.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a connection. Like, wow. Yeah.
Because we never had like a full on... like correct ending.
So the closure.
We never had that exact closure that I would have wanted.
Right.
I thought we were having rebounds and, mm-hmm. and then it turned into.
So why did it end?
I mean.
What happened?
I mean, you know.
It sounds great.
You know, I think I need more wine.
Yes. Refill.
Refill.
You know, and then they realize it was a mistake and, you know.
And then it's too late.
And it's too late.
Yeah.
You know?
And damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like mm-hmm. heartbreak.
These men.
But you know what? It's fine. Because in the end, like, I believe that everything happens for a reason.
Agreed.
And completely. People come into your life for a specific season.
Totally.
And you just have to accept it and, absolutely. You know, and move on.
Yeah. And gain what you
can from it. You have to accept destiny.
You do. Mm-hmm. You do. Don't fight it. Okay, so that was your reasoning for your first book. And what was your process? Did you, like, keep a diary the whole time, or did you just...
So, you know what's interesting? So I had tried to publish, not publish, but I had tried to write two other books previous. Mm-hmm. And I had the idea of what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do, like, short stories with poetry, like poetry and prose. Mm-hmm. And by the time that this... my first actual published book, that idea came to be, I realized that I had already grown so much from the previous books that I needed to tell this new story. Mm. So I started from scratch, but what really inspired me to call it Letters to the Men I Have Loved was because I ran into one night, I ran into my soulmate, the one that I told you that my heart still stops. Uh-huh. And I ran into him and he was like telling me all of these things that how he felt. Mm-hmm. And I felt that I had to be respectful for his situation because I'm that kind of woman. Like, right. I don't want to, you know, I could have had the chance to like.
Say everything.
Not say everything.
Or
but
reconnect.
Like, yes. Like kind of like get in between.
Right, right, right.
They weren't married or anything, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. You saw the door open.
But I was like, you know, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it's right. Mm. You know, I don't think God would give you a married man, for example. You know what I mean? Or a man with a situation. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
So you have high morals.
I believe, yeah.
Everybody.
I believe
they
in...
They still exist.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, guys, this is what morals look like.
I believe in karma, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I mean...
You know, it's like... I've always been afraid of that. It's like, right, if I do this to another woman, then the same thing
it always comes back to me,
you know?
And in a different form, possibly.
Sometimes, you know? So I just try. I'm not perfect, but I try.
Right.
So he was telling me all of these things, how he felt, and which is okay, because it's not like we were doing anything. You know, he just needed to express how he felt, mm-hmm, and, like, help me understand, like, that, like, what I meant for him. And mm-hmm, it was, you know, it wasn't the first time he had done that. But when he did that, I had already broken, like, another time that he had done that, I had already broken up with that last relationship. So I was just, like, on soul search mm-hmm mode.
Right.
And when he told me that, and then I couldn't really, like, express to him everything that I felt, I was like, I went back home and I started writing him a letter. Mm. Everything I wanted to tell him, but mm-hmm I couldn't. Mm-hmm. So that became one of the letters of Letters Someone I Have Loved. And wow, I decided when I woke up and I reread it, I was like, oh my God, this is actually really good. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to write letters to these men.
That's beautiful.
I'm
going
to tell them what. And, you know, sometimes someone said, well, is that correct, English? I have loved. And I was like, yes, because it's past, present. I loved them then and I still love them
right
now.
Right, right, right. Did you ever receive any backlash for any of the books?
Like from the guys or anything like that?
No. They were like so proud of me. They were kind of like bragging about me.
Oh.
Even, okay, but the funniest thing is that I ran into one of them that I only wrote one letter uh-huh about, but it was
kind of
like
that important.
No, it was just kidding. Like, it was just like he was like early 20s, yeah, you okay know?
Right.
But he had a very important letter, forgiveness. Super important.
Super.
And, but the story was very honest. Like, mm-hmm, I'm really going into detail what he did, you know, mm-hmm, that really, you know, took me some time to forgive him.
Right.
But he has not read it. I can tell because he brags about me and
he
I read
didn't
it.
Read it.
He hasn't read it. No, he has not read it. He has not read it. But he knows. No. He knows.
He knows he's he in know, it.
I never told him because I was so afraid because I was like, I don't know. Like,
he never asked
because he's kind of bipolar, man. Like, you know, okay, you was can't
this,
mess with
was
these
this
people.
The orgasm man?
No. He's not in the book, actually.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Not in it. He's
surprising.
Not in it. But I did put him in my new one
right,
now.
Sex.
I'm giving him that.
Right.
Okay. But I ran into him one night, and he was like with this like big celebrity, uh-huh, and mm-hmm, I was not expecting to run into anyone that night. It was a dinner, and he just could not stop like raving about me. Like, aww, oh my God, you know, like she's like this and like that, you know, like kind of like the one that got away. I'm like, oh, you want to say why? But
oh my God.
But he was like so proud of me, right?
Aww.
So proud of me, you know, so proud
that's
of me.
That's sweet.
That is
which
really
is
sweet.
Actually very sweet.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if he only knew
that your chapter is four, like, page 37.
It's like everyone hated him, you know? Everyone hated him. Like, it was like the one that makes you really
like
cry.
Like your friends and family, they were not about him?
I mean, I knew what I was getting myself into. It was like playing with fire.
Okay.
But it's that kind
like
of thing.
Like a bad boy?
Yes.
Okay.
But he was very gentle and sweet.
Right.
So it's like I kind of just like went along with it.
Right.
But, you know.
We always decide to look at those qualities.
Yeah. But I mean, it's something you also have to experience. Like I was very young. Yeah. Okay. I was like 20, 21 when I just started dating him, you know.
Yeah.
So it, you know, it was necessary.
To, yeah, exactly.
But the other two, I did tell them. The one that I have like the soulmate relationship, he was like super proud of me because I used to actually write him poetry and read it to him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's always known.
Like, yeah, he's always known. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they've all known, you know.
Right, right, right.
But it was like, it
more
was
of a
really,
connection
it was really
him.
Dope, the connection we had. He told me, okay, I don't know what you know, because I told him prior to the book coming out, he's like, I don't know like what you said.
Right.
But you know that I'm currently, you know how my life is right now. Mm-hmm. And like, if you're saying anything, you know, like, are you going to say my name? And I was like, no, it's like anonymous. And he's like, okay, thank you for that, because like I'm not trying to have like,
of course not,
like issues. And it's true, because they didn't choose to write the book. I did.
Right.
Shouldn't, you know.
Right.
The other one, he pre-ordered the book, so he read it like immediately.
Oh. He was waiting.
Uh-huh. He was waiting.
Yeah. He's like, which one am I?
And I woke and I woke up the next day after he read it. I woke up to the craziest novel of a text message.
Uh-oh.
He was like, I cannot believe. First of all, he was pissed that I wrote about the other two. He was always jealous of the other two.
Okay.
You know how some men are.
He's not even with you anymore.
I know,
like,
but
he still
loved me, though.
Still.
Yeah. I mean, this was a long time ago. I know he still cares about me, but I hope that he's moved on by now.
Uh-oh. But, she's a man-eater.
Un poquito.
It's okay.
It's okay. But he also was really hurt, according to him, that I said those things about our relationship and blah, blah. And I was like, listen, if there's anything that I regret is that I didn't talk enough about the being in love part with any of them.
Mm. Right.
I was just mainly talking about the end of everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you really remember. And well, isn't that where you were in your life at that time?
Yes. And it's also the healing process. Yeah.
Right. Right.
And I always say writing is a healing mechanism.
Oh my God, it is. Yes.
Even if you don't want anyone to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people you should have a journal.
Mm-hmm.
Express yourself, you know, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of things that we don't want to share with people because mm-hmm. we're afraid of judgment, et cetera.
Right.
But you should have a journal and, you know, ask yourself questions.
Yeah.
Get to know yourself.
That's such an important thing because you're in touch with your thoughts and what's happening in your head, that mm-hmm. mental dialogue.
100.
You're writing it down. So you're documenting how you actually felt and what you were going through at that time.
And you go back and you read it and you're
wow. Well, no, and it could also show your growth.
Exactly.
As a visual.
That's beautiful.
There's so much that you
shows
can do.
It shows your growth and it shows, you know, especially when you talk about your relationships in your journal, you get to understand what kind of love you want.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Your love language,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Because everyone has a different love language.
Yeah. 100.
And also everyone requires, like, for example, for me, there are certain things that are I just like, you know, I need to have in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be as important, you know, for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, they're important.
Do you feel like you slowly gathered those things throughout the years, or like at what point were you starting to
definitely because mm-hmm. we need experience to understand
right.
who we are and
right,
what we
right,
want
right.
and what we don't want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say like, you know what you want in a relationship the moment you understand what you don't want.
It's true.
And the way you understand what you don't want is because you've already experienced it and you realize, mm-hmm. hey, this is not for me.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? But that pertains to so many other things in our lives too. That can go towards your career.
Yeah.
That can go towards your relationships with your family and friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's so important to understand what you don't want versus
right.
what you want. I totally understand that. And
there's
agree.
So much to gain from a breakup, man.
Oh, so much.
I
so
say
much.
Breakups are breakthroughs.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
They are.
And ways to get snatched.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh,
the revenge. Oh, you know that revenge.
Oh, my God. That revenge. Oh, my God.
Yes. All wow. right, ladies.
Do I need to break
back?
Up real quick?
No.
I'm just
kidding.
No. Come on.
Okay, ladies, when we get back, we have more with Martha Michelle.
So the holidays are upon us, and with that comes traveling and parties and drama and stress. And the last thing you want to think about is your period and leakage. So keep it calm, cool, and clean with Thinks. Thinks is a period-proof underwear that absorbs your flow up to 4 tampons worth. Here's how it works. Your period goes in, no leaks or stains or smells come out, and you stay fresh, dry, and comfortable throughout your whole cycle. It can back up or even replace tampons, pads, cups, or anything else that you're using today, and they look and feel just like an everyday pair of underwear. They're washable and reusable, so you can feel good about switching to a more sustainable period too. Thinks is on a mission to empower every body with innovative solutions and social change. Every purchase gives back to their Give Rise program, where they're fighting for better access to puberty education, menstrual equity, and more. To learn more about Thinks underwear that absorbs your period, visit periodbetter.com and use our special code LADIES to get $10 off your very first pair. That's periodbetter.com using code LADIES to get $10 off your first pair.
You know that I like to plan early for my Christmas shopping, and I already got Nadia's Christmas gift.
Ooh, what is it? What is it?
You know I can't tell you what it is.
Damn it.
But I can tell you that I saved a lot of money using Honey. Honey is a free browser extension that automatically finds the best promo codes whenever you shop online. This means you can always get the best deals without even trying on over 20,000 sites such as Amazon, eBay, J.Crew, Sephora, Expedia, Target, Best Buy, and so much more. Honey has found its over 10 million members over $1 billion in savings. Honey supports over 20,000 stores online. Honey has over 100,000 plus five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. If you're buying gifts this holiday season, then you need Honey. If you're not, you probably know someone who is, so do them a solid and tell them about Honey. Honey can help make sure that you're getting the best price for whatever you're buying. It's free to use and installs in just two clicks. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/ladies. Again, that's joinhoney for free at joinhoney.com/ladies. Do you wish that double chin would just disappear? Are those bags and puffiness getting a little worse every day? Just listen to Robin S. from Lubbock, Texas. I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. This is the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people have told me my face looks young. I am blown away. With GenuCell's natural actives and a pure antioxidant base with no parabens, no chemical scents, and no pharmaceutical preservatives, it's the clean luxury your skin deserves every day. Click or call right now, and the GenuCell jawline treatment is yours absolutely free just for ordering the classic GenuCell plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness. Go to GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com. With Chamonix's 100% money-back guarantee, you only have the bags, wrinkles, and the double chin to lose. Call now while 3-day shipping is still free. Go to GenuCell.com and select Ladies Like Us podcast at checkout for instant savings. That's GenuCell.com, GenuCell.com.
Okay, so suffice to say that all these, you know, relationships and breakups and everything that you've learned, that shapes us as women, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny because I'm like, I feel like my last relationship. So I always say this in every freaking episode. I'm like, it's like a broken. Like,
we just play the same.
Yeah,
thing.
Like everybody knows. But I was in an 11 and a half year relationship.
Oh
right?
My God, that's a marriage.
Yeah, exactly. So that ended. But with that, I learned so much. And I feel like at that point, I feel like I turned into a woman. Like, it's weird. Did you
it's
have, like,
weird,
a certain...
Though.
I know. But, I mean, I still feel like a girl.
I
still feel like a
I
girl
do
sometimes.
I feel that, you know... Actually, that's, like, what I've written.
Right.
Like, my entire career. Like, we become women through our experiences.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're not born that way. You know, our pains, our experiences shape us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... But I always say it is so important to have some time to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, reevaluate your growth.
Yeah.
And because you're not the same, you weren't the same person
mm-mm.
when you entered that 11 and a half year relationship
not.
To the person that
Absolutely.
Came out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to learn yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say this, when you're interested in someone, you ask them questions.
Mm-hmm.
You are interested in them. You want to know everything about them.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know them to the point that you know them better than anyone else.
Right.
Right. We don't do that for ourselves.
Right.
Enough.
Right.
Some people don't ever do it at all.
Right.
And I understood this, like, after that big breakup I had. I was soul searching. I was traveling and I was by myself. And I started asking myself so many questions. I remember walking the streets of Paris and just, like, you know, I couldn't talk to a lot of people because I didn't know a lot of people. And I would just walk and ask myself questions, see how other people's love language was.
Mm-hmm.
And Paris is a really interesting place to do that because people are very... expressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, you'll see people making out
yeah.
in a random
cafe.
Corner cafe,
yeah.
like
yes.
bright daylight. And, you know, I asked myself so many questions. I asked myself even, like, why do you love black so much? I always wore black, always.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I asked myself all of these questions and I got to know myself so well. And I would write down, by the way,
mm-hmm.
I would ask the question and then I would write it down
mm-hmm.
and I would write down the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd go back and read it. Like, it's like I was studying myself.
Right.
And I learned myself so well that I started accepting myself. Because you cannot accept yourself. Yes.
Yes.
That. You cannot accept that's yourself key. Unless you know yourself. 100%. Unless you've learned yourself.
Yeah.
It's like if you're in school and you're about to take a test,
yeah,
right? You're not going to pass that test unless you've studied mm-hmm. the subject, mm-hmm. right? You're your most important subject.
Right.
You know, so many times people do not have a relationship with themselves.
No.
Right.
So we spend so much time getting to know other people, prioritizing mm-hmm. other people mm-hmm. that we forget about having an honest relationship with ourselves. Yeah. 100. So once you accept yourself, mm-hmm. then it leaves room to love.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You can't love yourself. Think about it. When you fall in love with someone, mm-hmm. you say, oh, I love him even like with or her with flaws and all, right? Mm-hmm. Do we say that about ourselves?
Mm-mm. No, we are nitpicking ourselves.
We're so critical.
Oh my God.
It's so funny we're talking about this right now because I was just telling her this the other day. Omar and I are approaching 2 years now. And of course, the dust is settling. The first year of bliss is
the honeymoon stage.
Exactly, yeah. Right? So things are becoming more
I want to get proposed on my honeymoon stage, though. That's it. I don't have time to give a man 3 years, okay? Without a ring.
She's ready.
Sorry.
Everybody, and she is a diamond.
Yes. So. For real.
Yeah. Like, I don't have time for that. But continue.
No, that's okay. So, but I was telling her, like, the situations and scenarios, and I guess they're not even problems, but just issues that have come arise recently, I have realized are because of me and the work that I have not completed on myself as far as self-confidence and all these things, because I exude, for the most part, a carefree, I don't care. And that is how I feel. However, I have so many deep insecurities that I have not...
You haven't tackled it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Acknowledged, okay, this needs to be tackled. Mm-hmm. You need to get over this. You need to love yourself more, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Because that is affecting my relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what you really need to learn and gain from that. Because we get girls writing to us all the time. How do you become more confident? How do you know? And
you know,
it's like
I really started that kind of growth mm-hmm. 29, early 30s.
Mm-hmm. That was when I started.
And
exactly.
And it was really insane because I think it's because in my 20s I jumped around from a relationship to a relationship. Mm-hmm. I never had time like
for yourself.
You didn't focus on yourself.
I was getting to know other people instead of me. Mm-hmm. And I thought I knew myself so well, mm-hmm. you know, but because I've always been very, you know, poetic and like about
self-assured.
The soul. And yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've always been pretty confident, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I knew myself.
Exactly.
So after that, I made the conscious decision I need some time for myself. And I thought about it like this. You can spend your entire lifetime with someone. What's the big deal? I spent a year or two just with myself. Mm-hmm. And I just started traveling and I was just like, you know, like there was guys that would come in and out, but you know, it wasn't anything that I was prioritizing. And obviously not everyone will do that. You could still get to know yourself like later on in life when you've been married for 20 years if you want
right.
to. You
know? Happen at any time.
But it's just like I gave that time for myself mm-hmm. because I knew that I needed to do the work. Mm-hmm. And regardless if you're in a relationship or you're not, you can still do the work. Mm-hmm. I am telling you, journaling is an amazing way to do that. It's like going to a therapist, mm-hmm. but free.
Yeah, for real.
You know, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, but free.
And my thoughts are crazy.
Yeah. Remember SpongeBob?
You know, and you just, you know, one exercise that I always say, ask yourself questions. The same questions you were to ask anyone else.
And how easy is that?
It's so, you know,
when you say it out loud, it's like, oh, duh. Why don't I ask myself questions? Yeah, like, I ask other people questions. I write lists for other people. Mm-hmm. Why don't I do that for myself?
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm so big on, like, personal lists. Mm-hmm. And I started doing that, actually, at 29. Mm-hmm. Just writing down what I need to improve on, what I need to change, what makes Nas happy, mm-hmm. and really working on myself.
Yeah. And once you write down the answers, mm-hmm. go back, you read them.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. You're going to go through a self-realization period, mm-hmm. right? And you continue to do that. You continue mm-hmm. to do that. You're going to get to know yourself, let me tell you, and I can guarantee you this, so well that no one is going to have the power to break you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that, you're going to know who you are.
Exactly.
Listen, so many women and men as well, they're in verbally abusive relationships.
Right.
And the reason why they believe their partner when their partner is saying, you know,
these abusive things.
Abusive things and these negative things, it's because they're unsure of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to believe someone. It's like, so if you know you're intelligent and someone calls you stupid, you're like, yeah, right.
Of course.
You know what I mean? But it's because you've already done the work. You mm-hmm. know who you are.
You're not easily
swayed. You're not easily swayed when you're solid. When you're solid, yes. Exactly.
And, absolutely. And with that, here's a quote from Mirtha's book.
Ooh, girl,
that I screenshot.
Let's go.
Let your pain empower you. Not all of us are destined to break. And if you find yourself broken, allow for each broken piece to faithfully make sense.
I love that.
Hey, we've all been broken at some point in life.
And you know what? And it can happen again.
And it can happen again at any time.
Yeah.
But you must allow for it to like settle in and make sense.
You can't let it destroy you.
You can't.
You can't let it destroy you.
You gotta listen, I have a tattoo. It's Still Arise by the Maya Angelou poem. I had when my first book came out, it became the number one poetry book in America.
Yes.
And that was the same week she passed away.
Wow.
And this poem did wonders to me while I was writing the book.
Right.
I had first read it when I was a teen, mm-hmm. but I didn't understand it because I had never experienced that kind of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was rereading it and I was going through this breakup, I would keep reading it every night. Mm-hmm. And I would remind myself, it doesn't matter what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
You're still going to rise. You're still going to rise.
Yeah.
So I got this tattoo as a reminder. It doesn't matter how deep you fall.
Exactly.
Or, you know, how you break.
Mm-hmm.
You can still rise.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about making the conscious
but
choice
you have to
rise.
Make the choice
yes.
to rise.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. You must make
don't
the choice.
Don't live down there.
No,
the,
you can't.
You can't.
No. You can.
I always say, you know, everyone's entitled to a sad day.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
But you
but
need
don't
it.
Let that sadness turn into depression.
But you need
you snap out of it.
You need the sad days because you have to process. You have to let it come in.
Of course, but
you
cannot
have to feel it and then
let
release
it. Overpower
it.
And
you.
Those sad days actually make you appreciate the good ones.
Yeah.
The good ones.
I know for me, I can look back and be like, man,
yeah,
that was such a depressing time in my life. I appreciate where I'm at right now because I put in the
there
work.
Is no light without darkness.
Absolutely not. Never.
You don't know what mm-hmm. light is unless you've experienced darkness.
Yes.
Yeah. No. As cliche as that is, mm-hmm. it is
it's true.
100%
it's so
the
true.
Truth.
Yeah.
It's
you know,
so
and they
true.
Both need each other. It's like yin and yang.
They do.
It's like day and night.
I have one more thing. It's not from you, unfortunately.
Are we?
But it's so
closing
good.
With this.
Should we close
Let's
with this?
Let's close with this, guys.
Okay, guys. Because it's a good one. Mm-hmm. It says, nobody ever talks about this part. You know, the part where you're no longer a caterpillar and not yet a butterfly. You don't know who you are, and you don't know where you are going. All you know is that every fiber of your being is calling for transformation, for disruption, for a revolution of the spirit. So surrender. Break down. This is not the death of you. This is the dying of who you once were. This is your rebirth, darling, and these are called growing pains.
Boom.
Well, I've read
Boom.
That.
I've read that. Actually, I posted that, actually.
You did?
Yeah, a long time
I read
ago.
That a long time ago. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's so true.
It was funny. I was just like going through my Pinterest and I'm like, oh my God, this is like what we should talk about right now. Like this is, it's just.
It's so important, growth.
And mm-hmm. rebirth happens, I feel like, multiple times in our life.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't just happen like, okay, I'm out of my 20s, I'm 30, this is
no.
my rebirth, and I'm done.
No.
I really, truly feel like we have multiple rebirths in our life.
No, it has to happen.
It does.
It's just, you cannot stay the same person. Like, we are ever evolving, ever growing, as you should be. If you're not, then you need to get on the train
I once read an article by a much older woman. She was, like, maybe in her 70s.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I'm still learning myself.
Yeah.
That's
every
beautiful.
Single day.
That's true.
Beautiful.
Every single day. It's a, you know, it's a process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're your own masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can add a little paint as you go.
Yeah.
So, ladies, journal. That's.
Yes. Journal.
Write it down.
Working on yourself. We are ever evolving. We are ever changing. We have the option and the choice to do as we please. Don't settle.
Pay attention to that inner dialogue that you're having.
Talk to yourself.
Pay attention to that gut feeling.
Oh, yeah.
That's your soul talking.
That's what I always.
That's your soul talking.
Mantra. Okay, guys. that is all with Mirtha today. But however, she does have three amazing books. We have Letters to the Men I Have Loved. We have Elucid Loves, Amores. Is that Esquivos?
Esquivos.
Esquivos. And then we have, where's it? Letters to Women Like Me.
Which is actually a great book if you're trying to find yourself.
See, there we go.
If you're a woman and you, I wrote this for, specifically for women.
I love that.
All based on conversations I had with the women in my life.
Perfect. So where can we get all of these amazing books?
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble.
Amazon.
Amazon, okay.
Books a Million. Book Depository.
Perfect. And your Instagram? What's your Instagram?
At Mirtha Michelle.
Perfect. You guys, follow her. She's a wealth of knowledge. If you want to find yourself, read these books.
She's like the definition of beauty and brains.
No, for real.
Seriously.
Like, you're ridiculously gorgeous.
Oh my God. It's kind of crazy. Thank you.
Oh, fun fact. Where did I write this? Did you guys know? Where is it? Where did we write it? Oh, she was voted number 46 in Complex Magazine's Hottest Latina 2010 list.
I believe it.
Oh my God, those were my acting days. I might make a comeback.
You should.
Is that what's in store?
Yes, next year.
Yay! Martha, you go, thank girl. You.
I love it.
You know, life is about phases.
It is.
Absolutely. It is.
Phases.
It is. Transformations.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you guys for having
of
me.
Of course, thank you. And remember, guys,
you can always sit with us.
Thanks for listening to Ladies Like Us from The Lady Gang and Podcast One. The Lady Gang Network is produced by Will Sterling, Steve Delamater, Kirsten Woodward, and Elizabeth Baquet. Thanks for rating and reviewing wherever you get your podcasts, and tune in for new episodes every single week.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.